PTE Practice Listening Test 2. Copyright 2020 by Exam Sam Study Aids and Media. These recordings may not be copied. Play the entire recording continuously. The appropriate timings are given on the recording. Item 1. Beginning in 12 seconds.
Although the trends show that smoking by adults has been declining steadily over the past few decades, the percentage of teenagers who smoke only started to drop in the late 1990s. In fact, the current statistics on this are really quite alarming, because at present the rate of teenagers who smoke is nearly 50% greater than the rate for adult smokers. So my first question is this. What reasons can you give for these trends?
Well, could it be that teenagers are more prone to pressure from their friends? You know, peer pressure. And so, of course, they want to fit in with their social group, and smoking is one way to do that.
Yes, good answer. Peer pressure is really one of the biggest reasons why teens smoke. But, you know, peer pressure has always existed from time immemorial. Can you think of any other reasons? Reasons that are specifically connected with the current social and cultural phenomena?
Oh, yeah. I see what you're getting at. You know, with the increase in the use of things like the internet, and with a lot of parents working long hours, maybe kids feel a bit, sort of, alienated. Is that the right word? I mean, like, if the kid is by himself a lot, maybe he's just gonna feel alone and not connected to anybody else but his friends. And then, of course, he's more susceptible to fall into the trap of smoking because of peer pressure.
Now write your summary. You have 10 minutes to finish this task. You will hear a beep when the 10 minutes are up. You may now begin the task. Item 2. Beginning in 12 seconds.
Well, really, a healthy diet should include food from four major groups. These four groups are carbohydrate, fruit, vegetables, and protein. The first of the four groups, carbohydrate, includes food like potatoes, bread, and cereals. Although carbohydrates seem to have gotten bad press lately, in fact they are an essential part of healthy nutrition. Because, well, importantly, they provide the building blocks for supplying energy to the body. The second and third food groups are fruit and vegetables, although some people would just include these as one group. This may be easy to understand at first blush, but it's worth pointing out that good nutrition depends on eating a variety of fruit and vegetables. While the old adage, "a apple a day keeps the doctor away," may appear to be sound advice, eating the same fruit or vegetables daily, it's not really the best advice in reality. The amount of fruit and vegetables, now, that's also important to bear in mind. Most medical practitioners now recommend a minimum consumption of 5 portions of fruit or vegetables every day. Now, protein includes foods such as meat and fish, as well as dairy products like milk and cheese. However, lean protein is better than fatty protein, so it's best to limit the consumption of red meat, rich cheeses, and cream.
Now write your summary. You have 10 minutes to finish this task. You will hear a beep when the 10 minutes are up. You may now begin the task. Item 3, beginning in 7 seconds.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for coming to this special meeting today. Could everyone have a seat, please? Okay. Great. Thanks. The reason we're meeting today is to discuss some important changes to the management structure of our company. As some of you already know, Ahmed will be leaving us at the end of this month, so that leaves the position of general manager open as of the 1st of next month. We wanted to let you all know that we'll be accepting applications from internal applicants from our own company for the next 2 weeks. This will be followed by interviews for the top 5 candidates. If, and I should say here only if, we are unable to fill the general manager position with a current employee, we will then advertise the job vacancy in the press. If you're interested in applying, you can either fill out the application form online or print one out and send it to Shakira in Human Resources. So, what are we looking for in terms of job requirements? Well, you'll need to have at least 5 years of managerial experience, either here or with another company.
Item 4, beginning in 7 seconds.
There are 4 types of brain waves. Alpha waves occur in a state of relaxation, while beta waves occur when a person is alert. In addition, delta waves take place during sleep, but they can also occur dysfunctionally when the brain has been severely damaged. Finally, theta waves are of a frequency that is somewhere in between alpha and delta. It seems that the purpose of theta waves is to solely facilitate the combination of the other brain waves. The whole notion of brain waves, then, feeds into the current controversy about death, especially brain death. Of course, this is considered to be very rudimentary, but yet is a very essential question, not only in medicine, but also in law and religion. Some people believe that brain death is characterized by the failure of the cerebral cortex to function. Now, you'll remember that the cerebral cortex is the thinking part of the brain, so under this viewpoint, if a person is no longer physically capable of rational thought, they are considered brain dead. On the other hand, some say that mere damage to the cerebral cortex is not enough. They assert that the brainstem function must also cease before a person can be declared dead, because the cerebral cortex is responsible for other bodily processes.
Item 5, beginning in 7 seconds. When most of us think of deserts, we recall sandy deserts such as the Sahara, which consists of over 10,000 square miles of sand-covered terrain. Contrary to the popular belief that deserts are vast, sandy wastelands, only about 1/5 of the desert area on Earth is covered with sand. The largest desert in the world, the Antarctica Desert, covers roughly 5.5 million square miles of land space. The Arctic Desert is second largest, with a size of 4.5 million square miles of land space. Both of these deserts consist predominantly of snow and ice, rather than sand. Item 6, beginning in 7 seconds.
Organic farming has become one of the fastest-growing trends in agriculture recently. Farmers have realized that organic farming is an incredibly cost-effective method because it can potentially be used to control costs as well as to appeal to higher-priced markets. Apart from these monetary benefits, organic farming also naturally results in positive ecological outcomes for the environment. Organic farming relies on practices that do not harm the environment, and for this reason, chemicals and synthetic medicines are prohibited. All kinds of agricultural products can be produced organically, including grains, meat, eggs, and milk. Research has shown that organic produce contains lower levels of both chemicals and bacteria than food which is produced using conventional farming methods. Scientists have discovered that organic farms contain more species of plants, birds, and insects due to the fact that the absence of chemicals from pesticides and fertilizers makes these areas richer habitats for animals.
Item 7, beginning in 7 seconds.
Recent research shows that interaction with flowers and other botanicals has many benefits for our health. In fact, several recent studies link floral products with human well-being. Flower arranging not only combines lovely aromas with beautiful colors and textures, but also makes a person feel closer to nature. In addition, floral design is a creative and calming activity that challenges the mind, requiring its participants to focus on visual skills that improve cognition, information processing, and memory. Another study found that the mere presence of flowers has an immediate effect on mood and happiness. Those in the study who had frequent contact with an environment that had flowers reported more positive moods and less anxiety. Notably, flowers appeared to have the most positive impact upon seniors, reducing depression and encouraging interaction with others. These beautiful plants help employees to have more enthusiasm and energy at work as well, leading to innovative thinking and more original solutions. Studies like these seem to confirm what I have always known instinctively, that having flowers makes us feel better in many ways.
Item 8, beginning in 10 seconds.
Today, we're going to have a look at what's called multiple intelligences. Now, everybody knows what we mean by IQ, the intelligence quotient. Under this traditional way of measuring intelligence, a person takes an IQ test. But this system has come under criticism recently because it inheres in many cultural biases. So there's been a movement away from the IQ test, which basically measures, or at least is seen as an indication of, a person's academic ability. So, multiple intelligences. What do we mean by that? Well, under this new system, intelligence is not just measured theoretically, but practically. For instance, if a person has visual or spatial intelligence, he or she will be good at perceiving visual images and be good at interpreting things like maps and charts, and so on. Verbal or linguistic intelligence is another one of the multiple intelligences. Verbal and linguistic ability includes things like if you're good at public speaking or telling stories. There's also musical intelligence. So, if you're musically inclined, you probably possess this type of intelligence. Famous sports personalities have what's known as bodily or kinesthetic intelligence. This means that they're skillful in controlling their bodily movements, and, of course, they like to keep on the move. Sitting in a classroom for extended periods of time is definitely not something these types of learners enjoy. Now, Howard Gardner, the researcher who designed the system of multiple intelligence, points out that while most people have one dominant type of intelligence, many of us have more than one type. Of course, that's why they're known as multiple intelligences.
Item 9, beginning in 5 seconds.
Daytona Beach is a city located in Volusia County in northeastern Florida. Without taking into account the residents of outlying areas, the city had a population of 61,000 inhabitants in the most recent census. Located approximately 50 miles from Orlando, Daytona Beach is home to various tourist attractions, hotels, and restaurants. These attractions can be accessed by flying into Daytona Beach International Airport, which is situated next to the Daytona International Speedway. Daytona Beach is very popular among college students who visit it every spring in pursuit of relaxation during spring break.
Item 10, beginning in 5 seconds.
Your persistent tardiness has become a little disruptive. I mean, I'm sure you've noticed that we usually start the class off with a questions and a refresher session from the previous class. So you miss all of that information. It must be inconvenient for you, but you know it's also causing inconvenience, in a way, to the other students in the 9 o'clock class. You have to get another one of the students to repeat all the information to you. And that's where the inconvenience comes in for them, in a way.
Item 11, beginning in 7 seconds.
Although not widespread practice, people have enjoyed eating meals in peculiar places for centuries. Grimand de la Reynière staged a meal in a Paris mortuary in 1820, where he placed a coffin behind the seat of each guest. In London in the same year, a group of builders regularly had lunch 365 feet above ground, inside a new cross that they were erecting above St. Paul's Cathedral. Louis Sherry had his guests dine on horseback in a dining room of a fine New York City restaurant in 1903, and as recently as last year, a restaurant opened in Latvia, which offers its guests the experience of sleeping in a prison cell and eating prison food.
Item 12, beginning in 7 seconds.
The HSBC building consists of 47 stories, which is an immense contrast to the 20-story buildings in its vicinity. In fact, the previous buildings constructed on the site were limited by the soft and often waterlogged ground in the surrounding area. For this reason, the disruption of the groundwater supply had to be carefully pondered prior to construction of the HSBC headquarters to ensure that subsidence and potentially collapse of the structure.
Item 13, beginning in 10 seconds.
Cell differentiation occurs when a cell changes into another type of cell or cells. Cellular differentiation occurs in multicellular organisms, Cells differentiate when they change from a zygote into a more complex cellular system. A zygote is a single-celled eukaryotic cell formed when reproductive cells unite at fertilization. When cells have fully differentiated, they become specialized. For this reason, cell differentiation is sometimes referred to as cell specialization. After differentiation, specialized cells undergo changes in their cytoplasm. Specialized cells also take on unique shapes, and the cells can then do one specialized job. These changes in the shapes of specialized cells, as well as the chemical changes, enable the cells to perform their unique jobs within the organism. In this way, cells are adapted to perform their special functions to become well-suited to the jobs they have to do.
Item 14, beginning in 10 seconds.
Beginning on January 1st, all international students will be required to participate in a buddy system. This system is designed to help international students improve their English language skills, as well as to help them become acquainted with university practices. While grades are not given under this system, participation in the scheme is a necessary requirement for graduation. Any student who is able to provide satisfactory evidence of possessing a certificate of proficiency in English will be exempt from participating in the scheme. This includes students who have passed a recognized English language proficiency examination, students who have received Bachelor of Arts or Science degrees and are now studying for graduate degrees, will also not need to participate.
Item 15. Beginning in 10 seconds.
For questions about financial aid, you can make an appointment online.
Item 16.
The biology exam will take place on the last Thursday of this month.
Item 17.
Students must work in groups of three in order to complete the project.
That is the end of the practice listening test.